A popular Outcast production.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to
the Girls on Girls podcast.
We're recording episode 3 today. Congratulations if you made it through episode 2 about pets. We realize box wine was not the best decision for drinking while we're podcasting.
We live and learn.
Yeah, live and learn.
It was a bad morning.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Box wine hangover, no fun, kids.
No, definitely not.
No, in case you're wondering.
I guess today we're going to get a little serious. We're going to talk about food, good foods, what personal diet choices we're making in our lives at this point. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you know, inspire you guys to eat a little better, get some of that processed crap out of your refrigerators, even though it is delicious.
Yes, I love
processed food, but it's so bad. So who wants to go first with their dietary choices, limitations, blah blah blah, blah.
Lauren, you go first.
All right,
we'll do the not it thing.
My diet choices are mainly because of my husband. I guess I could start at the beginning. My husband was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in, I think, around 2009. He was on medication for a few years, maybe 3 years, but read a testimony by a doctor named Terry Walls, who was a female who had, she was a doctor, had MS, and she was in a wheelchair. She, for years, was doing really bad. And she changed her whole way of eating. And within 8 months, she was, you know, riding a bicycle already. So AJ had already been getting better on his own just by doing yoga, getting his balance back, basically. He started to be able to ride his bike again and was doing pretty well on his own. But after he read this woman's testimony, he was like, I need to be eating other things to kind of fix what's going on with my brain. He's dead set on fixing himself. So the diet is mostly a paleo diet.
I never realized that MS was something that was like reversible.
It's not necessarily reversible, but I mean,
you can slow it down.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I mean, you can stop the progression. Now this woman had, she had the progressive MS and she actually was able to reverse the effects of it. She was able to, I never read her testimonial. I don't know anything about it. AJ's the one that's read it. He's the one that's told me, you know, I saw the list of food that she eats. And it's basically, you know, 3 cups of... paleo diet is supposed to be something like a hunter-gatherer type diet. So don't eat anything that you wouldn't be able to go out in the wild. Technically, our ancestors go out in the wild and eat.
Okay.
Wild-caught meats. Absolutely no grains whatsoever. Lots of leafy greens, root vegetables, tons of berries and nuts and seeds and all kinds of stuff like that.
Makes sense.
But yeah, no grains whatsoever. There are some people that follow the paleo diet that, especially if they're very active people, fast metabolism, people that need extra carbohydrates, they say that some of those people work in grains, like AJ. He doesn't, mm-hmm. He's not real strict with it. I feed him like whole grain wraps, like when I make him a wrap for lunch. It's, you know, just I buy
I've
stuff
seen
for
him
that's
destroy
healthy.
Sushi fucking
oh yeah
rice, man.
Oh yeah. So I mean, he eats rice sometimes, but we try to stay away from grains mainly. He's a very simple eater, so you know, I have fruit for him for lunch. I have all vegetable wrap, you know, with that. And then for dinner, it's just a huge salad and some sort of, I try to mix in some kind of a meat. I have a lot of venison, so we eat a lot of wild caught fish too.
That's better for you anyway.
Right.
Stuff you get at the store. I don't trust like the mercury content on that.
Right.
Shit.
But the paleo diet is really strict in that, like, even peas and legumes, you're technically not supposed to eat because it has some enzyme on the shell.
I would imagine
pea.
Pretty much anything that you would have to cook, you
right.
stay away from. Because you
right.
can't eat beans raw, because that's...
Right. But I'm sorry, if I can plant it in my garden, mm-hmm. walk out to my garden, pick it, and eat it, I'm going to fucking eat it.
Well, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And you're going to have a hard time convincing me that that's bad for you.
Yeah.
So we're not really that strict. In fact, my garden is so loaded with peas right now. I am so stoked until I can start picking them a couple days. So if you guys want any peas.
I have to let you know.
But yeah, we eat a lot of fresh whole foods. So we're not super strict paleo. And I cheat. I know he cheats occasionally. He'll get cookies at work and stuff like that. But mainly for me, I'm at the point now where I'm trying to cut sweets out of my diet. It's really hard because I'm a sweet addict.
Oh, seriously.
So it's, it's hard, but I'm trying.
Yeah, any diet that you do, you have to cut out little by little.
Right.
Like, moderation. Anything you do, you have to start slow.
Right.
Unless, obviously, you have, like, a massive issue, then you have to, like, cut it.
Mm-hmm.
And doing anything cold turkey is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the hardest thing.
Where did that term even come from? Does anybody know
cold turkey?
I don't know.
That didn't even... Nothing
it feels
to do
like
with
an
it.
Internet search.
Does it feel like an internet search?
I don't know.
It doesn't have to be done now. It's just, it's just Bill's over there. He's not doing anything but Clash of Clans. It's cool.
He could be our fact checker, but he's too busy playing games.
I recently, I follow a couple pages on Facebook, and occasionally they will post, free Kindle books of the day. And a while ago, one of them was a paleo recipe book, which I'll have to figure out a way to get some of those recipes to you.
I got an app, actually. It's the only app I've ever paid for on my phone. It's called Fast Paleo, and it's basically all paleo recipes.
Nice.
It's really cool. And I've recently gotten obsessed with spaghetti squash. It is just the best shit ever. I don't know why I never ate it before. But
Bill was talking about that the other day, how he really, really likes it. I never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's...
But yeah, it's such a cool concept.
Yeah, you just cut it in half, you scrape the seeds out, you bake it for an hour, hour and a half, and then you just scrape out the insides with a fork, and the consistency is almost like a noodle.
Yeah.
And then you just... I ground venison, and just mixed it with a jar of spaghetti sauce, pour it over the squash. I mean, there's no grain, there's no... It's...
Neat.
Yeah. Well, there's meat, but I like meat.
You're allowed to. I am not preachy about my
lifestyle
choices.
I know. I just feel like a lot of vegetarian foods, like the fake ground beef and all that stuff.
Yeah,
like,
we don't do those anymore.
Yeah, like it just seems to me like, why wouldn't you want to eat natural instead of eating something that's been processed and like formed? And you don't know what. I mean, I guess technically you do know what's in it, but there's got to be some weird ingredients on there that...
If there is an ingredient in there that I cannot pronounce right off the bat,
right.
I don't buy it.
Right.
That's a good choice.
And that's a really good rule to follow. Or if it has more than, six ingredients.
Yeah.
And don't buy it.
And if I don't know, if I can't pronounce it and if I don't know what it is, I don't fucking buy it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. I've been trying to get more and more, healthy lately. And recently I've gone down a dark rabbit hole with my diet. When I go down a dark rabbit hole, I have consequences. Like, I actually will get a kidney stone from
You want to explain what dietary restrictions are?
I can't eat any. I'm supposed to eat zero sodium, which
is like impossible.
Oh, yeah,
it's not
everything.
It's in stuff naturally. Like, it's naturally in chicken. Like, it's not. But as long as I cut it down and as long as I'm careful with it, then I'm fine. But the reason I can't eat sodium is because I have a genetic... I assume it's a disease. My doctor never put a name to it, really.
Hmm.
But if I eat too much sodium, my body creates kidney stones. Which are extremely painful if you've ever had a kidney stone.
They're terrible.
Not to be weird, really, but like fun. My cat has sort of a similar thing. Like, he can't have dry cat foods because it gives him mad kidney stones.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where they cut off his penis so that his urethra would be shorter.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're pretty bad. They're like, yeah. And by the age of like 12, depending on how much, what my doctor told me was like, by the age of 12, you will have all the kidney stones you probably will have. They will just continue to get larger.
Oh, wow.
Depending on your diet.
Ugh.
most people will have absolutely no issues with them. They'll pass them every day and not really even know. But you get them from drinking, like, milk.
You can also get them from not drinking enough water, too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a calcium deposit, basically, mm-hmm. that my body just... Most people can eat sodium and have absolutely no issues. I can't. I just... They use the... My body just uses the sodium to create the stones and make them larger.
Wow.
So, yeah, like, recently I was just, like... Just not really paying attention to anything that I was eating, and
now you're paying for
it. Now I'm paying for it. Now I have UTI and probably a kidney stone. That's
God, I do not envy you.
No,
yeah, it's just gotten to the point where like I can't even keep count of how many I've had. It's just I don't know. I can go to work and stuff with them usually, and I'm just fine.
Nah, man, not me. If I get a UTI, I'm in bed. I'm just like, I hate life. This is the worst thing ever.
I don't have that option.
I don't want to pee.
I'm on the AZO right now.
Oh my God, I love those things. Those are like fucking miracle tablets.
They're great, but like you're only supposed to take like 3 a day. So like, I'm like,
and they make
counting.
Your pee like bright fucking orange.
Oh my God! It's like, okay, where it's gross, but where are your not very nice underwear that you keep in the back of your drawer?
Yeah,
because you'll just destroy them.
Oh, seriously!
Like,
if you run out and need any more, I have some more tablets at home from last time I had a urinary tract infection. I don't get them very often, so my ASO tablets tend to expire. So if you need more, I can hook you up.
I'll let you know. But yeah, and
if
they're
having a problem with the kidney stone, I actually have a home remedy that worked for me to get one out.
What's that?
It's ridiculous, but you have to drink a 6-pack of Coke in 2 hours and then eat a can of asparagus and drink the juice directly afterwards.
I think I have heard that actually.
And try not to throw up. I almost exploded because you're not allowed to pee while you're drinking the soda. So by the end of the 2 hours, I felt like I was going to die, and I didn't get through the whole can of asparagus. My mouth was disgusting because, when you drink soda, you have that gross film.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
I actually recently cut soda out of my diet also.
But, I mean, it was to the point where I needed it, so I used it, and I feel like it helped. I had to take Azo for a day afterwards because I had a little bit of an infection afterwards, but...
Yeah.
Actually helped.
I think that's what happened. Enough. I felt much better. Like, I was in pain Thursday. I don't remember what day. One of the days at work. And then the next day, relief in the middle of the day. I was just like, oh, that was so much better.
Yeah.
And then halfway through, I'm just like, oh, pain again. What the hell? And then the UTI came, afterwards.
Yeah.
God, just talking about this is, like, making my kidneys hurt.
Yeah, it's
like chugging a gallon of water right now.
Like, usually when I get one, I'm just like, water, drinking all of the... Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the cranberry juice thing, I don't know if that's ever worked for any of you guys when you get, like, a UTI, but
no,
it never...
Not really.
It's never worked for me.
Like, it's a good preventative kind of thing, because it helps to, like, flush out your system, but I have tried. Like, I have drank almost an entire, like, what are those 64-ounce things of cranberry juice in, like, a day.
The AZO or whatever, that works really good, and now they come with like home test strips, which I did take, and I'm like, oh, that turned way to the end of the spectrum right away. I need to go make a doctor's appointment as soon as possible.
Yeah,
which of course you always get them on the weekend.
Yeah,
UTIs always come on the freaking weekend, and it's like,
it's true.
I don't want to pay for like an ER visit. Because I know what I have.
All the doctor's offices around here close at, like, noon.
It's ridiculous. On Saturdays. I do not know. And it's an antibiotic. There's no reason that shouldn't be over the counter. Like, for women who know that they have a UTI,
yeah, it's like,
which
I know
are
my
very
body.
Common.
I know what shit's up.
Claritin is over the counter. Like,
right?
Aleve is over the counter. Like, yeah, you have to go to the pharmacist, but you can still get it without a prescription.
Morning after pill, over the counter.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
But because I mean, like, who out there is abusing urinary tract infection antibiotics?
Yeah.
I mean, really, those things are like uncoated giant fucking horse capsules.
Nobody likes taking them.
No,
they're terrible, and they make you really hungry. Like, so if anybody's doing it for, like, a dietary purpose, like, I know for me, like, as soon as I take an antibiotic, I'm, like, starved. Like, I don't know why it does that, but no woman is taking that for
antibiotics usually give me any reason. A yeast infection.
Yeah.
That's an opposite.
They do that for a lot reaction. Of people.
I don't have that.
I've read just that, take like, acidophilus during whenever I have to take an antibiotic. And
yeah,
a
lot of people recommend, like, taking a probiotic or eating like a lot of yogurt when you're on antibiotics.
Yeah
Probiotics are something that I wanted to start taking too. You can turn the air conditioner on.
I think can it's still I, my I fan just, I didn't want it to be like loud.
It's just, not loud.
Okay, just how do the, I
the fan yeah we put we put the old one in here so it'd be
wait fa- yep. Okay, the mode button.
Oh, that's it. Yeah,
there you go.
It says coolant and fan, that's why.
Okay, so it's a 72. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll cool off quick, and then you can
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, I guess we're on to me now. I've
yes,
got
me you.
Yeah. The self-imposed. Excuse me. Self-imposed diet I've been on since I was like 11, maybe 12. I decided I'm not gonna eat meat anymore. I'm not comfortable with the idea that what's on my plate used to be alive. Which is, you know, how I got started with vegetarianism, and, it wasn't an overnight thing. Like, I gradually cut out my meats one by one, and I actually became full vegetarian probably, like, 3 or 4 years later, because I got my first boyfriend, and I told him I was a vegetarian, and I didn't want to look like a fucking poser, so I had to tell my mom to stop buying, like, you know, condensed soups and, like, Jell-O and shit. I was like, he can't know! He can't know! I don't want to be a poser, Mom.
You mean you considered gelatins and stuff like that part of being vegetarian?
Like, I was slowly working things out. Like, I stopped eating, like, straight up flesh, but, like, I would still eat things like gummies and marshmallows.
But I thought that was mostly just vegan that didn't eat that kind of stuff.
It is, but it isn't. Like, I'm at the point now where, if an animal, like, had to die for it, like, if it's part of the inside of the body, I don't fucking touch it.
Okay.
Like, flesh, bone, I don't do leather unless it was a gift. I'm basically, more or less a freegan. Like, I do not purposefully go out and get these things or do these things, but if I'm drunk enough and you give me a Jell-O shot, I'm gonna fucking do that Jell-O shot. That's just the way it is.
You're not
and
super strict.
I apologize to, you know, the cow gods or whatever for doing it. Because I'm a fucking hippie when it gets down to it. It's a love-hate relationship with myself. But yeah, I don't eat meat. And recently, within the last... within the last year, my husband has also gone full vegetarian. We are raising our daughter meat-free as much as possible, but we're not super strict because if she goes to, like, her grandparents or to eat somewhere and they give her, like, you know, gummy fruit snacks and they have gelatin, whatever. You're not giving her a fucking steak, I don't care.
Right.
But yeah, and recently we talked about how if I can't pronounce it, I'm not eating it.
Right.
Getting very much on the natural, organic kind of thing. Like, it's a little more expensive to eat organic, but...
Definitely.
I don't trust a lot of fruits and vegetables and things at the grocery store.
Yeah, I'm not that strict. I actually buy a lot of my produce at Aldi.
Mm.
And I know that, whatever, I don't know, it's half the price that it is anywhere else.
Yeah. So, I try to go to like
local yeah, like local markets. I will get as much as I can from there, but there are certain things that we eat, like certain sprouts and stuff that I get for AJ that
they're out of season, or they just don't grow around here.
You got to get them, you know, anything local. It's always best to eat, you know, local fresh.
Yeah.
Meats too, for those
seriously.
Of you that eat meat.
How are you guys doing with trying to find like grass-fed?
Actually, June 14th starts. There is a meat vendor going to be at the Sunbury Market House.
Oh, nice.
On Fridays and Saturdays that does all natural meats, all natural chicken, pork, and beef. So I'm pretty sure
awesome.
The beef
awesome.
Is grass fed. And there's also been a dairy guy there who's all raw.
Yeah, we recently
no hormone.
Got our first raw milk, the grain-free, grass-fed, free-range, no antibiotic.
Right.
That's just heavy, man.
It is. I didn't even try the milk, to be honest, because I tried the chocolate milk, and AJ calls that his liquid frosty, because that's exactly what it tastes like, a melted Wendy's frosty. It's delicious, but I don't really... He likes it. He drinks chocolate almond milk every morning with his oatmeal, so he just substitutes every now and then, because I guess part of the diet, you like animal fats are a big thing that you're supposed to eat. Like,
I've been trying to weed myself off of. Well, we were a big soy household for a long time, but soy, while it is a great animal alternative because it's high in protein, it is so bad for you.
Yeah, like, what are the reasons? I know that, but I don't
like the one that's really at the top of my list is it gives you hormonal imbalances. Like, if you see like a lot of vegetarian and vegan dudes with man boobs, that's why. Like, it ups your estrogen.
Okay.
And that's just not fucking good for you.
That makes sense.
That's bad.
Yeah, so we recently became a soy-free household. And I mean, you know, occasionally we'll get like edamame or something, but you know.
I love that.
No more Boca, no more Morningstar, no more soy milk, which is, it's rough for me because I'm kind of lactose intolerant, so I can't drink like a lot of milk because it makes me like sick as shit. It's disgusting.
Do you like almond milk?
It's okay. It's growing on me. I've started making my own because like looking at the stuff in the grocery store, there's so many fucking ingredients. And if it's got carrageenan in it, I'm not fucking buying it. Carrageenan is a seaweed derivative, which, you know, it's like, oh, it's seaweed, it's natural, whatever. The chemical processes that they have to put seaweed through to get the carrageenan is disgusting, and you should not be putting that shit in your body.
One more thing to add to the list.
Seriously. I know, right?
I'm learning so much right now. I'm just sitting here like in amazement. I'm just like taking notes.
And carrageenan is in so much stuff, like any kind of like dairy product or dairy substitute has carrageenan in it as a thickener. Like a lot of ice creams, people are like, oh yeah, there's seaweed in ice cream. Kind of, but not really.
Yeah.
No, it's not really.
We've
anymore.
Also cut out, or trying to, it's difficult, high fructose corn syrup, because that shit is also in everything.
Oh, yeah. It's like sodium. It's in everything.
Yeah. Because that shit is basically like crack. It is an addictive substance.
Which is why I cut out soda. Like, and that was the worst week of my life.
Seriously, like, it's so hard.
When you cut out something and you have a giant throbbing headache, you know that you shouldn't be eating it.
Right? Yeah.
And that was enough for me to go, okay, yeah, I gotta quit. Like, I don't care how much pain I'm in right now. I'll just pop a couple more Tylenol.
Man through it.
Because I can't put this in my body anymore. Yeah. And soda actually isn't even that high in soda. Like, it's not high in sodium at all, which is why I was like, oh yeah, I'm fine on soda. But then I realized that, like, if I want to lose any weight whatsoever, I can't drink soda.
No.
Like, you can't have that much sugar in your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to also weed like out refined any, sugars. Yeah, and
any, like, white sugar hard, I try man. To stay away from. I rarely get candy bars. Like, if I walk by
Oh, that's
by
my
candy,
fucking weakness.
If I walk by a candy bar in a store, I'm just like, no, no.
Yeah. It is hard.
You reach out your hand, it's like, no.
Every once in a while, you know, his heart's in the right place, but, you know, if I'm having a bad day or whatever, Jeff will, like, stop and get me a candy bar on the way home, and I'm like, I appreciate this, but stop. no. It's delicious, but no, I shouldn't have it.
Yeah. I can't eat this.
Yep.
I'm also going further down the hippie rabbit hole to, if I can't eat it, I don't want it on my body either, which is really hard because I like to dye my hair.
Yeah.
But I have, I'm going to apologize to everyone in the room, but I don't fucking use deodorant anymore. I quit because the long list of chemicals in that is, it's not good for you, like, the residue it leaves and, like, the shit that enters your body through those pores with the deodorant, like, all the metals and the weird shit, it's bad times.
Well, when I was vegetarian, I never smelled when I would sweat. And I thought that a lot of that was attributed to not eating meat. So
it might be.
You probably don't smell anyway.
I mean, I can smell me. I don't know how close you guys would have to be to smell me, but I mean, I definitely fucking
I don't smell anything. Well, what about the Toms, like, It's not antiperspirant, it's actually deodorant.
The thing about, like, Toms, they make the, you know, the quote-unquote natural, like, deodorants and the toothpaste. They're owned by a large company. I want to say it's Unilever, but I'm not sure. It might be Procter & Gamble. It's one of the big ones.
I
want
to say it's Unilever. But I feel like I've read that.
I hate to be, like, you know, that guy, the conspiracy theorist, but...
No,
I'm,
be that guy.
I'm... Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm
pretty sure that guy. I love being that guy.
I'm pretty sure they put it out there, you know, this supposedly natural alternative, so that people are like, oh, well, this is crap. You know, why am I using this natural stuff when, like, this chemical bullshit just works so much better? Yeah. And I occasionally, I've read, I'm actually looking into making, like, organic homemade deodorants. Limes and lemons work quite well. The citric acid kind of binds your pores a little bit. I'm looking into natural stuff with, like, baking soda and, like, coconut oil.
What about that rock? Isn't there a deodorant rock?
There is. It's like a salt rock kind of thing. And I haven't seen them, like, in real life. I've heard about them. I'm sure they're not terribly hard to find on the interwebs.
Yeah, you could probably look them up on Amazon.
It's Tom's is owned by Colgate.
Colgate Palmolive. Wow. I wanted to say Colgate because of the fucking toothpaste thing, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah, they do have the toothpaste, too.
Yeah. I've stopped using regular toothpaste because fluoride is the devil. I've been using basically baking soda with some lime and a little bit of, like, peppermint extract in it to give it some flavor. But it works well for me because apparently I have, like, genetic freak teeth and I don't get tartar. But it doesn't really work for Jeff because the opposite end of the spectrum. He gets what they call a tartar shelf, and they have to get out the water pick and just, like, fucking blast away at his teeth and gums. Christ. Yeah, we just went to the dentist last week.
Yeah, I saw the cavity in the front of his teeth.
Yeah, that was pretty.
I was like, thanks, Jeff, for sharing.
Yeah, it was
everything.
It started
in your
off
life.
As just this little pocket, and he went to the dentist for it, and they didn't do anything for it like 4 or 5 years ago. And then just recently, we went back because he finally got dental insurance through work, and we finally remembered to find a dentist. And they're like, "Oh no, yeah, that's a cavity. We need to take care of that." And he's like, "Oh, well, that's fucking great. You tell me now."
Yeah.
So
AJ, his one front tooth for a couple years had a huge hole right at the gum. And he, for a while, like, it wasn't like that when we first got together. And I started noticing that he wouldn't open his mouth all the way. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, why are you not, you don't smile the same anymore? And he's like, don't look at it. Don't look at it. And it was a giant, like, right at the gum line, this big hole. And I was like, what the hell? So we went to the dentist, and yeah, they fixed it perfectly. It didn't.
Yeah, like his. Unless you're like,
why did you wait so long?
Unless your face is like in his mouth, you can't see it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't inspect his teeth. So no, I don't.
That's the thing that I don't understand about people too. Like, everybody's so self-conscious about their teeth. Like, everybody wants whiter teeth. Everybody wants straight teeth. Everybody wants, like, perfect teeth. Yeah. Nobody has perfect teeth. Like,
no.
Look around. Yeah. Nobody has white teeth. Nobody has perfect teeth. Unless you're on TV. And
white
that's fucking Photoshopped.
Are not natural. Like, your bones are not white.
Yeah.
They are, like, an off-white, creamy color.
And I'm guilty of it, too, because I have Crest whitening toothpaste in my bathroom. But, like... I go right, and then I go left, and I'm like, okay, I need to get more natural, and then I'm like, oh, but I really want white teeth. Oh, but I really need to go on this diet because I want to lose weight. Oh, but I really, you know, I don't know, I really like my body. I should be comfortable with my body because everybody's shaped differently. And then I'm like, but I want to look like her because she's got a cute butt. And it's just like, you go back and forth all the time
because
you're fighting with yourself.
It's important to love your body and accept it and embrace it for what it is.
Yeah.
But that's not to say to
you
not change
it.
Yeah. Everybody, like, has that one thing or 100 things.
Five things.
Right. And it's, you know, you should exercise because it's going to make you feel better. If you think you need to lose weight to feel better, fucking do it.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. But don't go to the extreme where you're like, I need to lose weight because I need to be X amount of pounds. Size 2, ask around. Seriously, how many people do you know that are actually
a
size 2?
Dude, I'm a skinny bitch and I'm not even a size 2.
Yeah. Like, that does not happen. Like, and then fucking Hollister.
Only if you're thin
and
like 5 foot even.
Yeah.
Not gonna
happen. I have one friend who's about 5'7", has same size feet as me. She wears a size 10, and she's a size 0 to 2. She disgusts me. She has a really, really, really cute butt too. So it's not even like one of those really skinny girls that don't have any ass. You know, like she's got a great.
Did you ever
body.
See Once Upon a Time? Speaking of cute butts. Okay, so Emma, the main character from her, I don't remember the actress's name, but oh my god, every pair of jeans she wears, she has the best ass.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at Bill, like, watching it. I'm like, Bill, look at it.
I want that butt. I want it.
I want that. I want to look like that.
And there's nothing wrong with wanting to do that, but I mean, don't hate yourself and don't kill yourself to do it.
No. By all means, I don't hate myself. I go back and forth. I'm like, I don't want to lose 5 pounds. And I'm like, but I shouldn't. Like, I'm fine just the way I am. Yeah, I have a muffin top. Yeah, I got love handles. Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not fat.
Exactly.
And like, there's all these like magazine ads and like all the freaking people on TV are just perfect.
Well, that's because that's how they have to be. Yeah. They have hundreds, thousands, millions of dollars. They can afford nutritionists, personal trainers, all that shit. Like, we have to do that on our own.
Yeah. And how is that like?
And there's nothing wrong with being fat. Fat is not an insult.
No, it's not.
If you are healthy and you are happy, be as big or as little as you want.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're healthy. I mean, that's one of those things.
That's the key thing. Like
I don't know. Like, it just kind of, like, freaks me out. It's like, I want to be healthy and, like, live your life however you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it freaks me out when people are like, God, I want to lose so much weight. And they're sitting there eating, like, a Snickers.
Yeah.
I'm like...
That's or drinking diet soda.
Oh, that shit'll kill you.
You're not doing anything. Like, you're complaining, but you're not doing anything to help yourself. Mm-hmm. Like,
just walk. Yeah. Walk 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed.
Over your lunch break, instead of, like eat your salad real quick, because it only takes, like, 5-10 minutes to eat your lunch or whatever, and then take your bottle of water, and, like, wherever you work, just walk around the parking lot for half an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I know people
you can fit it in.
That intentionally they will take like the farthest parking space from the door possible just so they get that extra minute or two of walking in every day.
I have totally done that. I've parked like clear on the other side of the mall just because I'm like, I want to eat a pretzel today.
And diet too. I mean, if you just tweak your diet a little bit, you're going to be surprised at the amount of, if you want to lose weight, the amount of weight you're going to lose just in cutting out like refined sugars or something like that.
Yeah. Just by cutting out soda alone. Like, that was the only thing I changed.
Yeah.
I still drink my coffee in the morning and I drink diet green tea the rest of the day and water.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 1 to 2 sodas per week.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't cut it out completely, but it's a treat for me now. And honestly, like, most of the time I'm just like, I don't really even want soda. But just by doing that, I cut out, like, 5 pounds in about 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. Getting rid of, like...
That was fat.
Sugar is... Yeah, it's a phenomenal way to lose weight. I mean, I know there's a lot of holes in the Atkins diet, but they kind of got it right with the cutting out the carbs and the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's where most of your fat comes from. Like, you cut that shit out and you're going to drop.
Especially if you're exercising, though, you need carbohydrates. Like, you need to have some kind of something to burn.
Well, that's
so if you're
thing.
Eating healthy carbohydrates, especially fruits, I mean, a lot of fruit, like, carbohydrates aren't necessarily bad. That's what I hate about Atkins. I think that...
They're right to a point.
It's geared towards people who don't want to exercise.
Right. Yeah. Well,
because Atkins diet has fucking killed
that's what most people want. They're like, well, I want to diet, but I don't want to exercise.
I know it's hard, but if you really want to lose weight, you have to do some sort. Yeah. You have to be active in some way.
Yeah. I'm lucky enough to have an active job where I am lifting and I am walking and I'm standing the entire time. But, like, I still, even with having, like, an active job, I still have to do something, like, every now and then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll come home, even if you're just cleaning your house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, just cleaning your house builds, like, burns calories, and you're getting shit done at the same time.
Seriously. It's amazing.
I know. I love cleaning. Well, that's another thing, too. Like, the natural chemicals. I started cleaning my bathroom. Like, yep. I only use green chemicals. I'll use the Clorox green.
Yeah, I don't even go that fucking far. I make my own shit.
Well, I...
So you go even farther.
She goes, like, way farther. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, like, as far as, like, the commercial ones go, like, and I really hate the smell of vinegar. I gotta get over it because it's so much better for you to clean with.
It is.
But, yeah, I started down that road because I realized through Bill's mom telling us that, because we live in their house,
You share a house.
We share a house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have the upstairs, they have the downstairs. And our bathroom leads right straight into the septic tank. So you can't really use anything that's too harmful anyway. Mm-mm. So I switched to green chemicals for that reason originally, but then kind of got on a rabbit trail through that because they smell better. Yeah. I don't gag. I can actually use them without wearing gloves, which is amazing for me because mm-hmm. I am allergic to everything that touches my skin. And it's just great for you.
Yeah, I use...
And, like, you don't gag when you're trying to clean your bathroom.
Baking soda, vinegar, citrus, and sometimes borax for especially, like, tough shit, like scouring the tub. Other than mm-hmm. that, nah.
I was
no chemicals.
Too, you can use... tea, like tea bags. I haven't tried it mm-hmm. yet because we have all hardwood floors upstairs and in the hallway and like in here even. Like, I haven't had a chance to try it yet, but like, yeah, you can use like tea to like restain the oil and also clean it. You can mix in a little bit of vinegar.
Wow.
So I'll have to try that. I've been wanting to, but with my crazy schedule, I haven't gotten around to it yet, but...
I mean, the internet is great for this shit because there are all kinds of, like, natural, homeopathic, holistic mm-hmm. websites that...
Yeah.
Just long lists of, like, you want to clean your windows? Bam, bam, bam. These are the things you need. You want to clean your floors? Hardwood floors, tile floors, carpet.
Yeah.
You know?
And most of it... most of it is based on vinegar.
Yeah.
Most
vinegar
of it.
Is fucking great. It's and you a can miracle. Get white vinegar by the gallon at the grocery store. It's, like, $3.
Yeah.
If that. I mean, you can go, like, cheaper and get it in, like, the dollar store.
Yeah, just but don't go to Walmart. Walmart's fucking evil.
Don't ever
yeah.
shop at Walmart.
I don't shop at Walmart.
I don't shop at Walmart. I don't eat any McDonald's.
No, no
I just recently,
no fast food.
Just recently read what was in McDonald's chicken nuggets, and I'm just like, well, I'm really glad I stopped eating that a long time ago.
Yeah, at least Wendy's chicken nuggets actually, like, look like meat.
I still won't eat them.
Yeah, no. No fast food whatsoever. No McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King. Sheetz is the closest I get.
I haven't eaten Sheetz in a really long time. I've been trying to stay away from it because everything's fried. Yeah. And fried is, especially for me, fried
but,
is very
I mean,
bad.
You yeah. know, my one weakness is fucking disgusting processed cheese. And fucking, like, nachos with cheese just everywhere. Oh, my God. Amazing.
It is yeah. really good.
The only fast food I still eat is Taco Bell. And it's like oh. it's like the worst one, and that's the only one I still eat at. I'm like I'm
no, I'm
so...
gonna contend that McDonald's is probably the worst one. They're like the Walmart of fast food. Hence why you see McDonald's and Walmart.
Yeah. Those yeah. two going together.
They do. They do.
Pizza's my weakness. Oh, haven't God. Had it in a while, but...
We try to do local as much as possible, yeah. though, because fuck Papa John's.
Oh, no, I can't
seriously.
Eat Papa John's.
For yeah. one, Papa John's just gives me fucking gut riots.
Oh,
disgusting.
Yeah, me too.
But,
It made us really sick. The first time we ever got it, like, right after they opened, we mm-hmm. got it once and got disgustingly sick from it.
Never See, I actually really liked Papa John's.
But, like, God, I'm such just the fucking, like, hippie hipster anymore. But, like, I don't eat Papa John's for, like, ethical reasons, too, because, like, they made that, like, big thing a while ago. It's like, oh, you know, this Obamacare thing, you know, in order to give all our employees, you know, this government-mandated healthcare,
right.
we're going to have to raise our prices, like, 40 cents a pizza. And everybody's like,
"So what?
You guys are fucking dicks. It only takes 40 cents to give your employees healthcare? Why are you not doing it already?"
Yeah.
And the fucking mansion that Papa John himself lives in is disgusting. Fuck that company. Buy local.
Yes.
I support my local pizza shop Rocco's.
Oh, I support Jujis. I'm a Jujis fan.
Rocco's is actually, like 5 minutes from
here. Yeah, yeah. And Rocco's really Rocco's delivers to our work too, yeah. Which is really nice. Yeah.
They gotta have good pizza.
Yeah. And Bella's in downtown Sealands Grove, which I'm pretty sure is owned by the same people. Good local pizza. Villa Teresa in the mall. Not a fan of OIP though. Their quality has gone downhill a little bit lately.
I like OIP in Sunbury.
Sunbury's good. Lewisburg.
The one in Sunbury surprisingly, Sunbury is actually the one that's good.
It is. It's really good.
Yeah. No, I had theirs and it was delicious.
Jujis, I have to order their pizza that you have to order it like extra thin crust and well done. Mm. And then it's almost well done. They don't like to cook their pizza too long. But I like it crispy.
I don't want my dough right now. I haven't had pizza in so long.
What?
I just don't like my dough to be chewy and floppy. Yeah, and that's my... God, I don't want to like shit on local places, but that's my biggest problem with like OIP Lewisburg is I just feel like they're just not putting the care or the time into it. Like the dough is all uneven. There's like just... It's floppy and gross like in the middle. Like it's not cooked all the way through.
You gotta get it cooked more well.
Rocco's was a little shaky at first, but man, they've got their shit together now.
That's cool. I think maybe I'm just not a pizza slob. Snob.
Slob. Slob. Pizza slob.
I'm just derp, like, derp, derp. Yeah, pizza. How much wine have you had, Ashley?
Not like half a glass. It's been a long day, man. Long week. I worked 6 days this week.
Ew.
I got called in on my day off. Anyway.
Gross. Jobs.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never really like eaten pizza and been like, yeah, I really like it.
You're I can I don't know, say like, that I don't know but, why yeah, I can pretty much eat any pizza too. It's just good stuff.
It gets in front of me. It's pizza. It's delicious. There are some pizzas where I'm like, I like more than others, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, I'm gonna eat it. Like I only get that way when I'm like, oh, this pizza really sucks. Like if it's really bad. Like, if it's way too small. That's one of the other things. Like, I was like, what? This is not a large. This is a teeny tiny.
That's another problem I have with pizza. Papa John's. It's like, you get a local large pizza. That thing's fucking huge.
It's giant.
Like, I don't think Papa John's extra large even comes close to our local larges.
Mm-mm. That's the same way Domino's is, too.
Yeah.
Domino's is tiny. Yeah. I don't like Domino's pizza at all. No. Even though I really like garlic. And, like, Domino's just started putting, like, tons of garlic on the pizza.
Oh, my God, I love garlic.
And it's still not all that good.
Garlic makes me sick. Unfortunately, I can't eat it.
Oh, man, it's so good for you, too.
I know. I mean, I can eat it, but, you know, I'm paying the price the next day.
Mm.
But I do like it. I just don't... I don't like the flavor it leaves in my mouth, either.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Yeah, I love all of that.
I have a love-hate relationship with garlic.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'll look at Bill and be like, sweetie, so I got really bad garlic breath. I'm going to deal with that. That's going to happen.
That was the biggest thing, that. Like, almost every day when I worked at the, what used to be the Cinema Center, now it's Digiplex Destination Cinema Center, whatever, it's got this fucking...
It's the movie theater.
The movie theater is in Sealands Grove, Shamokin Dam, Hummel's Wharf, whatever you want to call this area.
Same
thing. Yeah, the Villa Teresa in the mall, fucking garlic knots were my weakness, and, like, the manager there would always hook us up. Like, he would, he would just give me, like, a bunch of free garlic knots on top of whatever I ordered. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, you want, like, 8? I'll give you, like, 15. It's fine, mm-hmm. It's fine. And I'm like, I can't eat that many, but sure, I'll give them to someone else. And then they had this, like, it's like a squeezy, like, ketchup bottle, but they cut part of the nozzle off, and it's just filled with melted butter and chunks of garlic.
Oh, my God.
Dear God.
And he just squeezes it over the knots and then puts them in the oven to warm them up. Oh my God, it's freaking delicious.
I want to eat all of that.
Oh, it's so good. Oh God,
you start working at the mall.
Bill
man.
Knows what I'm talking about.
We get like, we eat, I'll go over to Giant and be like, hi, can I get a sub? Is there anybody here?
Yeah, nope, there's like nobody here. No one ever at those
there's
fucking
like
deli counters.
There's like 15 people at the deli counter, and it takes like 10 minutes to find somebody on my 30-minute break, and I'm just like, and they never hook me up. I groom the one girl's dog, and she doesn't hook me up. Not even fair.
All the deli ladies at Giant love AJ. Like, they call to him when he comes in the store. I swear to everywhere I go with him, the people that work in the stores that we would frequent, they all love him. He's a charmer. He really is.
Bill's the
same way.
I go
shopping without him, and they're all like, oh, where's he today?
Oh, how's Bill doing? Yeah.
I'm here too. Nobody cares. No?
Yeah, I'm a grumpy girl most days, though, so I can understand why they don't like me.
Yeah, that's probably
like,
why.
You're here? Where's Bill? Bill's the one who smiles and says nice things about us.
Yeah.
You don't say anything.
Yeah.
That's probably why they all say that to me, too. I try to be nice. I talk, but I'm normally a shy person, so I don't... Yeah. I'm not as outgoing as him by any means.
I don't think about it.
Right.
I don't think about saying, like, oh, you know, your shirt's really nice. I don't think about, like, saying more than, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't cross my mind to do more than that, because... My mom never did. My dad never did. So subconsciously, I just
that's how
don't.
I was. The older I get, the more I try to do it. Yeah. Like, I try to make more eye contact with people. I try to talk to people. You know,
I hate making eye contact. Oh my god,
I have that issue so much, and like I'm trying to get more. Like I'm trying to get over it because I noticed kind of recently. I was like, I don't look at anybody.
Yeah.
No.
Nobody. Like, I don't actually look at them.
Yeah, that's how I...
Yeah, I look at your hair, I'll look at
seriously.
Your ears.
And oh my god,
looking at your shirt, not looking at your eyes.
I...
Never.
She's so nice. Like, I love Kelsey. She's great.
Yeah.
But how much she makes eye contact just intimidates me. I'm like, stop looking at me. What are you looking at?
Why are you looking at my face? You're looking at me weird. Like, that to me, like...
You're making me uncomfortable.
Somebody
just
looking,
stop.
Like, at me is weird. Like, what is wrong?
That's just do a self-conscious thing, though.
Do I got something on my face? What's going on?
The older I get, the more I'm kind of getting over that. I try to compliment people. If I see a girl and I think her hair is really pretty, I'll tell her. Mm-hmm. Or if I like her shirt. And normally they're a little like, oh. And I've come to find that, like, if you make eye contact with someone and you smile at them or just... do something, like, there's always a really good response.
Yeah.
So, like, what's it gonna hurt? Like, if they're a dick, they're a dick, you know? Yeah. Then they're just an asshole and say, fuck them. And
I constantly have an issue where people are like, oh my god, you sound like such a bitch. It doesn't matter what I'm saying, but the expression on my face and the way that it comes out, they're like, you just sound like a bitch. You just sound like a completely unopen person.
Yeah.
And our last district manager gave me the best advice I think I've ever heard. It was something that I just never thought about. He goes, why don't you just smile when you talk? I was like, holy shit. Like, why have I never thought of that? Like, that was as simple as it was. So now, like, when I'm talking to customers or, like, when I'm talking to, like, you know, people that I want to be friendly to, that I want to think that, you know, if I want them to like me.
Right.
And if I have a reason for them to like me, like, I smile when I talk. And it makes a giant difference. It's just that little tiny bit that you're just like, oh.
Huh, yeah.
For me, it's different in a professional setting because I can fake customer service like nobody's damn business.
Yeah. I hate being fake, though. I don't.
So
I just.
Oh, I hate it, too. But
yeah. I was bad. I don't know if I was really that good at it. So I hated working in retail.
I'm in retail, seriously. And I'm so bad at customer service. I'm getting better, and everybody I work with is like, they have to like tap me on the shoulder throughout the day and go, Ashley, don't do that. What you just did, don't do any of that. And I'm like, thanks, guys. I'm growing. We're getting better. And they're like, yeah, you're totally getting better.
How did we go from food to here?
Oh, we got like self-esteem.
Was that talking about the whole, like, diet thing? Like, I need to lose weight. No, I don't. Girl, you're fabulous. Kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Okay. How did that start? I don't know.
Rabbit trails.
Hippity hop down the rabbit hole. What are we looking at?
Those are my notes. Aren't they pretty?
Man, you guys need some new dry erase markers. Those are looking sad.
They're the ones that
my contacts are shitty.
They're the ones that came with the board.
Yeah.
And it was from Ollie's, so they were probably old to begin with.
Dude, I love Ollie's, but I cannot drag Jeff in there for, like, anything. That place just creeps him out.
Really?
He hates it.
Oh, my God, I love it. Because
it's, like, so cramped and just like everything is just like stacked ceiling high.
I love and that. He, I love searching through piles of books. And just,
yeah,
like,
books are great.
And it's also Ollie's typical clientele. He's very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
With.
They get close to you and I don't like that.
Yeah, but I'm just like, it's so cheap there. Like, I got three sets of curtains, like one for each window in our dining room. Cost me like $15.
Yeah. I got like our bathroom rug from there. We got our rug in our bedroom from there. Like everything is freaking cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, like, I don't know if you've been in there lately. Mm-mm. Every time I go in, their books are all like Christian now.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, I was like, when did this happen? I'm like trying to look for like a book. I'm like, okay.
Every single version of Blank for Dummies.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And Chicken Soup for the Blank Soul.
Yeah. And nobody reads those anymore.
I picked up Chicken Soup for the Jewish Soul just because I thought it was funny.
Well, that's a fun book.
I have a weird Judaism obsession.
That's a bathroom book. Like, we can discuss later. I should start looking for new ones for our bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, yeah, I'm a book hoarder, definitely.
Oh yeah, me too.
I have, like, three or four bookshelves, and I've read most of the books. I can honestly say that I have read most of them, but there are still some on there that I'm like, yeah, I picked that from Ollie's, and it looks good.
The best
it
place
looks good on the shelf.
Is there's a used bookstore downtown, DJ Ernst. It's
in Seals Grove.
Yeah, it's on the same block as BJ's. It's almost right next door, but not quite.
I've been wanting to go in there for quite some time, and I haven't had a chance.
Wait till he has, like, these sidewalk sales in the summer. He'll have, like, a couple tables out on the sidewalk. Books are, like, 25 or 50 cents each. And, I mean, they're used, and they're paperbacks, but most of them are still great condition. Like,
do you know about the library? They have library book sales in Lewisburg. They hold it at some church, but basically you pay a certain amount, you get a big bag, and whatever you can stuff in that bag, it's like $5 or $10.
Yeah,
or something.
I remember
like that.
The Milton Library would do that like once a year, just like sell the books that nobody's checked out for like X amount of time. And I got one. Actually, my friend got it. She gave it to me. It's a book called Alien Animals. It's about, like, Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster and the Jersey Devil and shit, and it's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I love cryptozoology. If it wasn't just such, like, a bullshit, like, fake fucking career, I'd totally do it.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not paying for, like, 8 years of college to not make any money.
Exactly. So what else do we have to say about food?
It's delicious.
We're eating it.
Yeah, currently we have a shitload of cheese and crackers and some grapes and some mustard, and we're drinking wine, and except for Lauren, who's got shock top apple wheat something, and Ashley picked up this Kraft Easy cheese, which is made with real cheese, according to the
can. I'm not eating it.
I don't believe it.
Did you read the sodium content on the back of that? That's a little terrifying.
450 milligrams. Nice.
I don't need anything that's above 100, so.
Yeah. Only 80 calories per serving, though.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Only. That's a 2 tablespoons. That's like 4 crackers.
You gotta just let go every now and then.
Yeah.
Eat the crap.
It's like, I'm gonna pay for this later. Like, I'm gonna go home and feel like shit. But goddamn, I'm just gonna put this whole fucking thing of easy cheese in my mouth.
Easy cheese is delicious.
Oh my god, seriously.
But yeah, like I said, I'm not gonna eat that.
Yeah.
Especially having a kidney stone right now. I'm just, I'm good. Nah. I mean, it looked good in the store. Nah.
Yeah.
I like eating, like, fruits and veggies and stuff. Like, if you go to work, like, eating an easy lunch is always really good. Like, I always try to pack that.
Yeah, I try to pack our house with as much, like, fruits and vegetables as I can. Even Jeff can't/doesn't eat fruits most of the days of the week, so it's usually like a vegetable and some kind of like bean based meal. And I'm actually working on getting around some dietary challenges by substituting like wheat flour with like chickpea flour or something. So like make like a guacamole dip, and we'll have like chickpea tortilla chips, and they're fucking delicious. Or like chickpea burgers with like ground vegetables and stuff in them, and it's awesome. Oh my god, I'm I've got a new love for chickpeas.
I love chickpeas.
I love hummus.
Yes.
Hummus. It
yep. It's delicious. I was describing hummus to the one girl at work the other day. She's like, nope, none of that. And I'm so like, good. It's delicious.
Falafel.
It's so good. If I wouldn't have told her that there was chickpeas in it, she totally would have liked it.
Probably.
Yeah. She wouldn't even touch it. She was just like, no, not eating that.
Hmm.
I just go to Giant and get, like, I go to their salad bar and just load up on vegetables and then just get hummus and eat that for lunch.
God. No, I just... Fuck buying it. I will make my own. I get the chickpeas. I've got some tahini in the fridge.
I don't have time for that. It is delicious.
It is.
I'm sure it's delicious. I seriously do not have time for that.
No, and that's understandable. I mean, I do, but I don't have time.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Like, I need to start making time.
That's the thing with wanting to eat healthier. It does take time. You can't just throw something in the microwave, which you shouldn't own a microwave to begin with, because... also fucking terrible for you and your food.
Yeah, Aislinn threw away her microwave.
I didn't throw it away. I donated it.
Oh, sorry.
Somebody had a house fire.
I still use it to reheat, but...
I use my oven or my stovetop. Yeah. Like, we fucking got rid of the microwave. I'm like, no, we need food that's actually got shit left in it.
Yeah. But, smart. I wouldn't
I
be able to.
It's bad, but...
It is a little discouraging that you have to spend so much time making food if you want to eat well. But you know what? Take an extra couple minutes... Make a giant fucking batch of something and just freeze half of it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Eat it in like 2 weeks.
I'll make smoothies in the morning and I'll just freeze all of, like, cut up all the vegetables at the beginning of the week, throw them in the freezer.
Exactly.
And then just add yogurt to them or like a banana, like cut all that up.
Yeah.
And, like, just, and I throw spinach in it, you know? Just pack whatever you can in, like, even if you have to drink something healthy, it's just better for you.
Oh, yep. And a side note, juice. Don't drink juice. Juice. Eh.
Yeah.
Like, make juice from the store.
Yeah. Make your own juice or just eat a piece of fucking fruit and drink a glass of water. Like, juice, the
juice
sugar content
so
that
bad.
Is ridiculous.
And what they do to orange juice, like, oh my God.
Oh God. And it's so sad because, like, before I found that out, like, my kid loves orange juice. And now I'm like, fuck, I can't give you orange juice. Have an orange.
Yeah.
And she's just like, okay.
I'm going to play with this.
We just got one of those plastic juicers where you cut the orange in half and just twist it.
Yeah,
and
we've got one of those, too. I mean, I want to get, delicious. Like, an actual, like, plug Real it in juicer. The wall juicer.
Yeah, those are really cool.
Yeah.
Been pricing them at the Kitchen Collection at the mall. They're not terribly
I love
priced.
That store.
Oh, my God.
I just bought those hoses that retract into, like, the little really light hose. I bought two of them. They're freaking awesome.
Yeah. But pretty amazing.
Speaking of eating, though, I wanted to bring this up. Did you guys hear the news? Michael Douglas this week came out.
Speaking of eating.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, apparently he got the...
throat cancer.
The throat cancer from...
HPV.
Yeah.
Conolingus is something that's really close to my heart. So, you know,
seriously,
it's really a bummer.
I mean, yeah.
It's really a bummer to
but,
hear
I mean,
but...
That's the
as
thing.
Long as you get tested, you know, like,
yeah,
do the
and
vaccination,
use protection,
use
too.
Protection.
Seriously. Like, a lot of people think protection is just condoms. No, there's other things out there. There's female condoms, which are, like, next to fucking impossible to find in this area.
Oh, yeah.
You
Nobody
have to get them, like, from
that.
Family planning and, like, you have to ask for them. And dental dams, which are also fucking impossible to find. But in a pinch,
what is
use
a dental
saran
dam?
Saran wrap, yeah.
It's
just a piece of, like, rubber or something that you lay over.
It's a it's like a thin sheet of, like, latex that
you cover yourself
yeah,
with
you
it.
Put some lube on one side and you place it over the female genitalia and you, like, hold it and stretch it and you can
I'm sorry, but that's not gonna
on.
Work for me. So, yeah.
I don't like all that.
But I mean,
I've always just
if you're with a new partner,
if you're with somebody
right.
new, yeah, that
yeah.
makes all
I mean,
sense.
Take
That's
your
why
necessary
you should
precautions.
Always make sure you're getting tested. You know, if you're
be responsible,
yeah, be responsible.
I like how
aren't.
This food episode turned into a PSA for safe sex.
Well, you know,
it's great. It's great.
Safe sex, guys.
I love the sex.
Saran wrap. You know,
I have to bring it up all the time.
Not good
so.
For pregnancies, though. No, no. That's
fine.
A whole
yeah,
thing.
AJ was like. Oh my God. Oh my God. Am I going to get cancer? I'm going to get cancer. Your pussy's going to give me cancer. And I was like, actually, you know, I've been tested for HPV. I don't have it. So I really don't think you have anything to worry about. Oh, thank God.
I had an outbreak once, but all of my testing since then has come back negative. So I'm fucking good.
Outbreak?
I mean, We can talk about that in the next episode because it kind of ties in with our next topic.
Jesus. Oh, the next topic.
You guys' lives are more interesting than mine.
We're slightly older.
I like sitting here and learning this. This is fun.
Yeah.
I'll just see and listen.
We will teach you, young one.
Yes.
Young Padawan. That was actually one thing that we talked about. I was like, I'm so not experienced.
This has been episode 3 of Girls on Girls, in which we talk about food, and hopefully our eating noises were not too much for you this time. We tried to tone it down.
Keep them to a minimum.
We were trying to get a little better.
And we ate softer foods, not so much crunchy stuff.
You know? I tried not to move my hand too much. I hurt my hand, like gripping the microphone too tight. Like, I don't want to move it.
We're not gesticulating every which way today. So hopefully this was nicer on your ear holes. Yeah. And we'll see you next week, where we are going to talk about past relationships. The good, the bad, and the...
psycho.
Yeah.
They're really bad.
So thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.